is something that we are really working towards bringing back to be used for the community, both for entertainment purposes, but also for the community to use for their own, you know, if there's community groups, music that is getting put together, that will have a unique place we can offer the community to use. So we're trying to bring that back. And there's also less people know about the third floor. The third floor space is just a massive ballroom. And it's an amazing space. Does not have electricity up there. And the stairs are definitely not ADA, compatible, to say it. So that's partially why nobody gets to go up there anymore. But we are really approaching a massive plan to redo the auditorium, bring that space back to life, and also bring that third floor ballroom back to, you know, be able to be used. It's an incredible space.
We have a story on our website, beavercountyradio.com, that includes a file photo you sent us of what that auditorium looked like in the 60s.
Yes.
And wow, this is a place. What would the capacity have been?
It was around 700 people from what we could tell. So of course, now adjusted for, you know, the laws that have come in place since then, probably would guess it might be more like in between 500 to 600 people once we bring it back.
Why did it close?
It closed because the community, Beaver Falls, the city of Beaver Falls, actually, they had built their new high school, which is now the middle school. And what had happened was that the middle school, as many people know, has a 1,500 seat auditorium. So back then, the city felt that was adequate space for events, you know, for the city that, you know, the community might have. But of course, as we know, you know, accessing schools these days is a little bit different than it used to be back then. So, you know, that's partially why we are feeling that this would be a good move to bring it back. But,
I'm trying to picture where it's at. I'm walking into the Carnegie Free Library. I'm up the steps. I walk into the lobby. Where would this auditorium be?
Well, it's you would have to go straight back. So behind the circulation desk, you keep going past the elevator space, and there's a narrow hallway that connects that front part of the building to the back.
Okay.
So if you go through those narrow hallways and to the back stacks area, that's actually the bottom floor, the main floor of the auditorium space. So it's the back half of the building. If you're in the new park, you know, that was built adjacent to the library, there's actually a separate entrance back there that would lead to that auditorium space. So it still is primed, you know, for being brought back.
What's the condition now? Are like the seats still in there? Is the stage still intact?
Or? Yeah, not really. The seats, we aren't sure what their condition are. I haven't even seen one myself. I think they're buried so far in the depths of that building. But the space itself, we would have to take out the floor that was put in on that main level and see what the condition is above everything below.
Noah's joining us now. Did you know that there's an auditorium kind of hidden in the Carnegie Library in Beaver Falls? It's there. It's been close.
What?
An auditorium that has like capacity for 750 seats. It's kind of sealed off inside the library. It's been closed since the 60s.
Mm-hmm. But I did not. Good morning, first year guest, by the way.
Noah's our news director. Yeah.
But anyway.
And on the top floor, we'll talk about that ballroom too. It looks like a scene out of the 1920s, what I've seen
wild.
Of that.
Yeah.
But while we got Noah here, Noah, I want you to take away with the news headlines.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Our top headlines for news at the top of the hour include a man being apprehended after an aggravated assault yesterday morning in Aliquippa. A former Beaver County Sheriff, Felix A. DeLuca Jr., dies last week at the age of 88. Or actually, he died on February 5th, so that was a week before. A man is charged with stealing more than $100,000 from the Little Sisters of the Poor in Pittsburgh. And Elroy Face, an all-star reliever for the Pittsburgh Pirates, who saved three games in the 1960 World Series to help them upset the New York Yankees, died yesterday at the age of 97. For our weather forecast today, we have mostly sunny skies with a high near 35. Tonight will be increasing clouds with a low of around 28. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny skies with a high near 44. And on Sunday, it will be a slight chance of rain, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 47. On this Friday, February 13th of 2026, at 31 minutes after 8, we have got a temperature of 23 degrees currently in Beaver County. It's time for a quick snow watch on this Friday, February 13th of 2026. Only one school or organization that has a delay this morning, and that is Avonworth School District, as they will have a two-hour delay today. Snow Watch is sponsored by McClellan's Roofing, Moon Township Honda, Zookie Sports Tavern, and Sheffield Lanes over in Aliquippa, because if snow's got you covered, so do we here at Beaver County Radio. News headlines, stories, and more are coming up at 9 o'clock. That's News Headlines and Snow Watch. I'm Noah Haswell on 99.3 FM, AM 1230 WBVP, 95.7 FM, and 1460 AM WMBA. Also streaming live around the world at BeaverCountyRadio.com.
Now let's take a look at sports. In the Olympics, the U.S. men's team in hockey got off to a strong start with a 5-1 victory over Latvia, Brock Nelson scoring twice. Jake Guentzel also part of the production there, the former Penguin. Interviewed afterward, Guentzel said, "We believe in the depth we have. There's good players on every line. That's just where American hockey is right now." Also victorious in its first game, the Canadian men's team, led by Captain Sidney Crosby, Pittsburgh Penguins superstar who had two assists in Canada's victory over Czechia. The medal count currently in the Winter Olympics, host nation Italy has 17, followed by Norway with 16, and the U.S. with 14 medals, including 4 gold ones. In NBA, deep in his 23rd season of the longest career in NBA history, LeBron James is still dropping triple-doubles. He became the oldest player to achieve a triple-double Thursday night, accomplishing the feat at 41 years and 44 days during the Los Angeles Lakers' 124-104 victory over the Mavs. James had 28 points, 12 assists, and 10 rebounds, and he got a standing ovation when he was brought out of the game in the final minutes, having done something no one else had done. At the age of 41, a triple-double, that's when you have more than 20 points and more than 10 assists and rebounds. He broke a record that had been held for 22 years by another former Laker, Karl Malone, who was 40 years when he achieved that. Afterwards, LeBron told reporters, "I guess I'm more appreciative of moments like this in my career, understanding where I'm at the later stage of my journey. You definitely taken in a little bit more." This Sunday, the greatest race in America, the Daytona 500, getting underway at the Daytona International Speedway. Motor Racing Network pulled aside driver Joey Logano and asked Joey, "Does the morning of Daytona 500 feel different than every other race?"
Yeah, it's the great American race. You get one shot a year at this thing, and there's no other race like it. The only other race that was, to me, similar or even more pressure was when you were in the Championship Four and you're racing for a championship. That's a whole different league. Now, the biggest race of the year is the Daytona 500 again, and for everybody. And that, you got one shot at it. You know what, as somebody that's won it, you know what it means to win it. You know what that impact, how big it is. Yeah, you want to, it's a different morning, right? There's more on the line.
You can listen to that race right here at Beaver County Radio and the Beaver 95.7 FM, 1460 WMBA, and to get you more hyped, here is the NASCAR Hot Pass.
The starting field is set for the Daytona 500. I'm Kyle Ricky. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones, it's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
Short tracks show no mercy. Half-mile laps, bump, bang, grind, survive. Action so close you feel. A NASCAR original since 1947. This is where time stands still.
What is he doing? Dodging landmines.
Martinsville Speedway.
Yeah!
Racing that's personal.
Hell yeah, boys!
NASCAR weekend at Martinsville Speedway, March 27th through the 29th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com.
The 41-car starting field has been set for this Sunday's Daytona 500, following last night's America 250 Florida Duel at Daytona qualifying races. Joey Logano won duel race number one, which was marred by several crashes causing damage to the cars of Bubba Wallace, Chris Buescher, and Corey LaJoie, who failed to make the race. Chase Elliott won race number two in an incident-free affair. The victories by Logano and Elliott mean they'll line up in row two behind pole sitter Kyle Busch and outside pole sitter Chase Briscoe, who earned those spots in Wednesday night's pole qualifying. Open teams advancing into the 500 were Casey Mears and Anthony Alfredo. See the full lineup at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
I'm Scott Tatey. This is the Beaver County Radio Morning Show. We have studio guest Deanna Jacobs representing the Carnegie Free Library of Beaver Falls, where we were talking about some exciting renovations going on. And then, Deanna, for someone just tuning in now at 8:30, let's do a recap of both the fundraiser you have coming up.
Sure.
Let's start with that.
Absolutely, yes. On February 27th, we have Blues Rock, Kaiser Soze, and the Harp Attack are coming. And so we're going to have a nice evening with that. We have complimentary drinks and snacks that we'll be offering everyone who comes. Tickets are $25, and those are available on our website. And
your website, that being the Carnegie Free Library?
Yes, okay. CFLBF.org.
Okay.
So those are available on there.
And what's the date of the show? You might have said that.
February 27th, okay. Friday evening.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, so that'll be a really nice night. Having them out there, I just love me some blues rock. So I can sit there and listen to that all night. So I'm really excited to have them.
What do you know about the band? I know Eric Joseph's in it, I believe.
Yeah, but. Eric Joseph's in it. I know they perform all around the area. You know, just some really interesting, you know, just it's a great show for people to just relax to. So
that fits blues rock in a library. I can feel the vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's perfect. You know, we try to have all sorts of different kinds of groups come in. You know, in March we have the Polka Maniacs.
Oh,
so,
fun.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Good friends, and so I'm really excited about, you know, just bringing a variety of kinds of music to the library.
And again, for listeners, if you're listening, what's the details? We have it on our website.
Yes.
So go to beavercountyradio.com, mentioning the band, the showtime, the ticket information, how you can get it. All that's there as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're raising this money for a really cool cause.
Yeah. We're just trying, honestly, to really bring people in the door. But, you know, obviously fundraising is important to us as well. The building is in need of a lot of different upgrades. Some of the original wiring still is in that building. So up until a little bit ago, some of it was still being used, which is, you know, wiring from 1903. So
not recommended,
and it wasn't recommended by us either. So we've had an electrician in just this last week, and maybe even today he might still be there, but is replacing all of that and, you know, upgrading our systems to be able to handle technology from today. We've been working on our Wi-Fi system, on, you know, just everything.
Because that's important. One thing, libraries have evolved. It's not just, I mean, books are there, and that's the huge part of it. But you guys, you mentioned Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. You also have other media.
Exactly. We have, you know, computer systems there. We actually have a virtual reality career training that's just opened up. Oh. I know, it's wild. you know, so we've really been pushing forward on the tech aspects of that building. And that's part of what we want to do. You know, we mentioned bringing that auditorium space back. Ideally, to build in all of that tech, you know, that you would expect in a modern performance venue. So we would be able to, you know, build that into that auditorium again, have built-in speakers, built-in, you know, sound recording, lighting, all of that just being built into the place. So, you know, if we have somebody come perform, you just plug in, you know, it'd be simple. So,
and again, for anyone just joining us, we're talking about an auditorium that's inside the Carnegie mm-hmm. Free Library of Beaver Falls. It's kind of sealed off in the 60s when what became Beaver Falls Middle School was built in the high school, but it's ready to be restored and brought back to life. And we have a photo online from the olden days. It just looks like a quaint, cool theater where you would have seen a comedy show, or you would have seen a local band or something, or heard a book reading or something, a local theater group maybe.
Yeah. We have actually some old pictures too of, I have the Beaver Falls High School a picture from on that stage of them doing a production back.
Oh,
gosh, I don't even know exactly what year it is. All I know is there's a lady in Victorian dress standing at the end of it. And so to me, that indicates that's pretty, you know, close to the beginning of the building's life. So we have that there, and we actually have a preservationist on staff now who is going through all of our holdings and identifying books and art that is, you know, ready to be restored as well. So it's a total, you know, exterior, interior, you know, holdings, just evaluation and, you know, we're waiting for some news on some funding that I've put in for, and, you know, hoping that those come through, that's going to really jumpstart our plans to bring this auditorium back. So all of our plans for these concerts are to, you know, bring people in the doors to see the work we're doing. Also, obviously, some good entertainment, you know, just to help bring awareness and, you know, hopefully a little bit of additional funding to help us keep pushing forward.
So you said concerts, plural. You got the first one coming up on the 27th. But
correct.
You have some more in the works?
Yeah, right. So, well, you know, the 27th, obviously, with Kaiser Soze and the Harp Attack. And then March 21st will be the Polka Maniacs.
Okay.
So that's at the moment all
and
we have.
And for them, I would say it's not your grandfather's polka band.
It is not.
It's polka music, but it's like
it's rock a party.
And
it's
punk rock polka.
Yeah, it's a polka party.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to actually have also Real Nuts Vodka is coming up to do some, you know, most likely some bottle sales. I'll have to check it with her about what exactly she's offering, but they're friends of ours as well, and they're going to come up and be there for the Polka Maniacs.
Now, where is the performance space for the first the concert on the 27th? Is that on the second floor?
Yeah, or? Okay. It'll be on the second floor. You know, that's where we've really been trying to set up our event space offerings. So the second floor has the area where we can have a little bar. You know, we can have some sitting space back away from the band. We can have, the area right up there. So it'll be on the second floor. You come up that grand staircase up at the front, you know, say hi to our stained glass window, which is another target of our renovations, and, you know, enjoy some blues.
I've seen a couple concerts on that stage inside your library, Byron Nash in Nashville, and then our friends the Honky Tonk Heroes a couple years ago. And it's a neat place. You're, like I said, you're surrounded by books. You're in that historic 1903 building. But it's just different. It's a really neat feeling. And I have a personal connection. I grew up in South Beaver Township, and as a kid, I would run around that library like at age 8 or 9. And it's a big reason why I fell in love with writing and reading, you know, because of that particular library. So
right, yeah.
And you're also talking about on the upper floor, there's a ballroom. And I had the luxury, someone from the library gave me a quick tour of that once. And it looks like a time capsule, like, suddenly you're back in 19, like the Prohibition era or something, like a speakeasy.
Yeah, very much so. It's really a unique space. It's up on the third floor, so it's actually above what we would call the event center space on the second floor. People aren't really allowed to just wander up there anymore.
They made that clear. I think I needed a hard hat when I was up there. But
Yeah. It's a little, you know, there's no electricity. It used to be lit, I believe, by a skylight. When it was, you know, still in use. But obviously, you know, we've gotten a new roof on the building within the last year and a half. And so that's been covered over completely. But, you know, the idea is to bring that back and to, you know, possibly recreate a skylight feel up there, you know. But it's got like 3 or 4 different nooks, you know, up there that would just be perfect for little, you know, drink stands, you know, cocktails and merchandise, perhaps, if we're having a performance. And it's a space big enough to, you know, house a large group, very large group.
Well, getting that roof repaired, that was a turning point in this renovation, right? Because I know that is not cheap to have a roof on a building that size taken care of.
It was hundreds of thousands. Yeah. But we have been, you know, just blown away by how much support we've gotten from the community and, you know, all around Pittsburgh. That they have been just coming, you know, and supporting this effort. So we got the roof replaced, which was obviously, we had to do that first. We had had a lot of water damage in that building from the roof leaking over the last, you know, multiple decades. So we had to absolutely do that first. So now that that's complete, we are now targeting, you know, like I say, the electricity, because you don't want your electric to be ruined by, you know, water damage. So now we're able to move forward, you know, bigger plans.
So one of the overriding goals is to make the library, it's already a community center, but to take that up a few notches and make it a real gathering place for people with multiple things going on. And talk about why that's important for Beaver Falls.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, especially its location, being really at the center, at the hub, you know, of Beaver Falls and the city itself, the downtown, that, you know, what we really want to see happen with this building is to bring it back to its original plan, you know, that it was always intended to be a cultural center for the city of Beaver Falls and Beaver County. So, you know, if we are able to bring this auditorium back, this ballroom back. So I'm also a member of the Beaver County Symphonic Wind Ensemble, which is our county community band. Oh, I'm in
what instrument?
Tons of things. At the moment, it's oboe and English horn. I also do flute. That's a whole thing. But but that group has grown in recent years to be over 90 people, and it's huge. You know, and that group has really no place to rehearse. So along those lines, you know, if we were able to bring these spaces back, they would have a place to rehearse. And other, you know, community music groups would have a place that they could call a home, you know, to operate out of. So bringing in regional acts, but also supporting community music, community arts in general, it would be, you know, that's what we're really hoping for. Of course, event center things, weddings, you know, all of those things. What a beautiful building to have a wedding in.
Those stained glass windows and that staircase, that just screams for photos.
Just beautiful.
Okay, we'll be back. We have another commercial break, but Deon Jacobs from Beaver Falls Library is our guest. Stay there.
Put freedom in your future. Freedom United Federal Credit Union in Rochester.
Here is a question that's very easy to answer. Would you rather be sold something or get professional help and advice that ultimately leads to a strategy that best suits your needs? Tom Young at First Consultants, Inc. in Beaver has a unique approach that has won over the trust of even the most skeptical clients.
Everybody that's selling is looking for a profit. I focus on creating strategies that are in the client's best interest.
Ask yourself this: what have you got to lose? The answer might be a fortune. Get financial strategies instead of a pitch about a product. Visit firstconsultantsinc.com or be a part of Tom Young's live simulcast presentation on the third Tuesday of each month beginning at 9:10 a.m. on Beaver County Radio and Facebook Live. All advisory services are offered through PL Wealth LLC. PL Wealth is a federally registered investment advisor. PL Wealth is in no way affiliated with First Consultants, Inc., nor is First Consultants, Inc. a registered investment advisor.
Eating a balanced diet can lead to good health. Having good balance can also save your life, especially if you are a part of a high wire act. Furthermore, balanced tires on your car will run quieter and wear longer. But not all balance is good. This is Kalen from Freedom United Federal Credit Union. An existing balance on a high-rate credit card is definitely something to rid yourself of. That's why I would like to use the balance of this commercial to tell you about Freedom United's limited-time Visa transfer special. Through March 31st, with approved credit, you can transfer those exorbitant balances from other credit cards and finance companies over to our low 6.99% fixed rate Visa. The special low fixed rate applies to all new balance transfers. Don't leave things hanging in the balance. Get it? Visit freedomunitedfcu.com for more details now and put a little freedom in your future. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Remember way back when you were young and the bus ride to and from school set the tone for what made your day special? School buses and vans have had a special place in the Fry family for three generations. At Fry Transportation, the student transportation industry is embraced as a tradition, privilege, and lifestyle. From the morning laughs on the way to school to the talk about the day on the way home, memories you won't forget, just like the vintage football games aired each week on Beaver County Radio. Fry Transportation, caring for your children as they care for their own. Broadcasting from the Fry Transportation Group studios, it is Scott Tatey, joined by Deanna Jacobs from the Carnegie Free Library of Beaver Falls, talking about a benefit show, a blues rock band performing inside the library on the 27th, which is a couple Fridays from now, and then about some exciting renovations going on to the old auditorium that's tucked inside that gigantic library, as well as the ballroom upstairs. And we were also talking about the beautiful stained glass windows when you're climbing the steps there. I understand that's part of the renovation as well.
It is. Yeah. If you've been in recently, even within the last decade, you may have been able to, you know, come close to that window and it's sagging at the bottom. So I don't believe in the entire history of the building that that window has ever been, you know, renovated and brought back. So for the first time in the building's history, we are going to have it completely removed.
Ooh, that's got to be a very layered process.
Yes, yes. So, you know, partially because the generosity of our community, you know, we were able to get a great donation from the Aqua company that Beaver Falls, that they're going to be operating Beaver Falls Water. And so they gave $250,000 to the library. You know, and that sounds like a lot of money, but it's going to go fast. You know, we have a lot of things that need some TLC. But that the stained glass window is one of our priorities. We want to get that completely redone. You know, it will come back, you know, so mm-hmm. don't worry. It's not leaving forever, never to be seen again. But, you know, we're going to have it removed and painstakingly, you know, redone and brought back to life and then reinstalled. So it's probably going to be out for a few months. We are targeting May for that to happen, but we'll keep everyone updated on that because that'll be a sight to see.
Yeah, you have to take some pictures along the way of
Will be pictures. I'm sure there will be video. There will be, you know, so it's going to be, it'll be an event, you know, and we're going to try to make it, you know, accessible for the community to maybe, you know, be a part of a little bit here and there. We're going to offer some sponsorship ideas and programs to, you know, maybe raise a little bit of extra money to help offset. You know, and we'll let everybody know what we're doing, but that is hot off the press, honestly, that, you know, that is going to be happening.
Nice.
ASAP.
A lot of libraries in our region will have fundraisers. They'll do like book sales, and you guys have that as a regular thing.
We
right?
do. There's a used book sale room. It's actually in the bottom floor of the libraries. You may call it the basement. It's the area that borders the park. And that is always available anytime the library is open. There is a used bookstore, and you are more than welcome to come down and peruse and, you know, grab some used books. But we also, you know, are doing some concerts. We're doing, you know, we're looking at possibly doing, I don't want to give everything away, but a romanticy possibly, which I, you know, have heard really exciting things about. And, you know, just trying to bring just very unique things back to that building to offer the community. It's such a joy to be in that building and to see, you know, just all of the hand, you know, carved columns, all of the wood that's in there on that staircase was all hand carved. I mean, it's an incredible.
You can tell.
Oh, yeah, you can tell. So, you know, one thing that would be nice, you know, you come back in there, you get to see it now. You come for the February 27th concert. You get to see what we're doing as it's in process, you know, and then you get to be a part of seeing it being brought back to life, you know. And that's part of the exciting thing about being here now is knowing, you know, where we started, knowing where we're at now, and, you know, to see it really blossom within the next few years.
It's a very welcoming space, that Beaver Falls Library. I feel like I'm getting a warm hug anytime I'm in there. And you mentioned the entertainment. We had Brenda Mellon from the library here last year. I'm trying to remember, was it a Mark Twain impersonator, or there was some kind of historic thing they had? What was it? I'm drawing a blank.
But we've had so many things.
Yeah, or Edgar Allan Poe. Was it Edgar? It was something, some historic figure. But I know you do unique things.
Yeah, we
do. Not just music, but you also have productions like that sometimes.
Yeah, and this month is Black History Month, so we also have Robert Hilliard is coming to do a book talk. I think that's on the 21st, so just about a week from today. And he is talking about his book, I believe it's called In Freedom's Shadow. I'd have to double check that. So that was off the top of my head. Sorry about that. But so we're bringing him in. We've got a reenactor who is doing Harriet Tubman. That's coming in soon as well. So, you know, we've got a lot of things for Black History Month that we're doing. We currently have a small exhibit on Frederick Douglass that's there, you know, that you can come in anytime the library is open and see it. It's set up in one of the front mantle rooms at the front of the building. So we've got that, and then we've got another thing possibly happening in April. We discovered some seriously old paintings and poetry from W.D. Snodgrass.
That's a name people recognize.
Yeah, so he's a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet who is from Beaver Falls.
Whoa.
And yeah, and he did some collaboration with an artist named DeLoss McGraw. So we have, our preservationist on staff has, you know, come across those things, and we are working on, you know, shoring them up a little bit. They've been sitting in boxes for a while, so they need a little bit of attention as well. So, but, you know, keep an eye out because we're going to be doing a nice presentation exhibit on all of that we have.
Think of Beaver Falls, Beaver County, think of the sports tradition, but Pulitzer Prize winning poet.
The Snodgrass family, and their descendants still are in the area, as I've found out. I won't call you guys out, but
I went to school with one of them, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Now, how do people follow? What would you recommend for someone to follow along with the events and the special things that are going on at the library? What's the best way to keep in touch with that?
Yeah, if you come to our website, CFLBF.org stands for Carnegie Free Library of Beaver Falls. If you go to that website, you can actually subscribe to our calendar, which will add it to your calendar. I have it on mine, and it tells me every day, you know, what what I could be going to at the library right now. Unfortunately, I have to work most days, but you can go to that website. It also includes, you know, has our calendar of events. It has the ability to purchase tickets for our events. You know, our ticket prices for our concerts are usually about $25. We try to keep it reasonable, you know, cover the cost of the act and hopefully have a little bit of fundraising. And but you can also donate on our website. Hmm. That's where everything is. You know, we keep that up to date with all of the regular everyday library activities, but also our special events that we're hosting.
I mean, it's one of the historic gems of Beaver County, mm-hmm. built in 1903,
1903, yes.
And still a very much vibrant part of the community with some plans to even to expand that with the auditorium.
Yes. Okay. We have grand dreams for what we're going to be able to offer in that building.
And you're moving forward with those. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, we are. You know, it's going to be a long process, but it's going to be a joy to be a part of.
And next, one more time, the benefit concert. February 27th, the blues band.
The blues band, blues rock band is Kaiser Soze and the Harp Attack. And that's February 27th. Doors at 6:30. Buy your tickets on cflbf.org.
Can someone walk in off the street and buy? Is it
absolutely? Okay. Yes. Awesome. Yes.
Well, Deanna, you got to stay in touch with us as these as the stained glass gets fixed and some other things. We want to be following along with the progress.
It's going to be an entertaining thing to watch, you know. So we're going to let everybody know, keep the community, you know, up to date on what we're doing. That building's going to be just transformed in the next few years, and it's going to be just amazing.
All right, good to hear. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
The NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series.
Green is up, and up to the gearbox everyone goes.
Return.